First of all, I'd like to thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak here today in front of you. You might be very interested in the expert report of Professor Paul Kirchhoff. And I can tell you that the ink has not yet dried on this report, and it's already available in the internet. When you're interested in the report and its summary, I can give you a brief summary at the end of my presentation. First of all, I'd like to thank you, Dr. Kops, and Mr. Menadetta and Mr. Buchholz for inviting us here and for giving us the chance to speak in front of you. I'd also like to thank Herbert, where are you, for organizing all our events. I know it's sometimes very tough to get all these bunch of people under one roof. And I'd like to tell you, Anna and Per, that I envy you very much for your situation in Sweden. And for the obvious autonomy that you enjoy, and I hope that you will go on creating such marvelous pieces that you did already. Auf die Enter-Taste nehmen. Okay, perfect. I'd like to start now with the present and future of public service broadcasting fee collection in Germany, or as a famous Danish king might have put it, to pay or not to pay, that is the question. The GEZ is a public joint institution without legal capacity of the public service broadcasting corporations, in particular of the ARD, Deutschlandradio and the ZDF, with a mandate to collect broadcasting fees. But this, of course, you all know. When it comes down to numbers, then you can see that we have managed to increase the number of subscriber accounts over the years. But unfortunately, we saw in the year 2009 the first decrease of the number of accounts. But due to the fact that we increased the fee, we reached a revenue increase in the year 2009. But looking on the subscribers account, we see a rather gloomy prospect, because if you look on the subscriber devices, radio and TV, you see a downgrade in the subscribers account, and this is very dangerous to us. Well, what you see here is, so to speak, an aviation curve. We took off successfully in the early stages of the 1970s, but we don't yet know where we will land and if the airport is still under construction. We reached the vertex, you see the name vertex, the word, in 2007, and from then on we will go down, unfortunately. I make haste, Dr. Kops, so I... this is the broadcasting fee acceptance. If you divide this chart in two halves, you can see that the critics outnumber the advocates. Although over the period of time from 2005 to 2008, we managed to actually enlarge those who consider the fee rather favorable and appropriate, unfortunately, and due to the fact that the fee has risen, this proportion shrunk in the last year. This I'll skip also. Now let's go into the discussion about the future broadcasting fee models. The mandate and its basis. The mandate first is to guarantee the so-called essential basic provision within the dual broadcasting system. And the dual stands for coexistence of public service broadcasting as well as private broadcasting. The basis is the fourth broadcast verdict of the Federal Constitutional Court, and in brief, it means that the funding needs to be ensured because the public service broadcasting corporations are explicitly entrusted with provision of the essential basic service. So much for that. Now, the reform of the broadcasting funding. Why can't things stay as they are? Well, first of all, we face the decrease of fee revenues, and especially in the medium and the long-term consideration. Secondly, we face a lack of acceptance of the broadcasting fee, especially among the young target groups, which poses a potentially ruinous problem. Third, we face the technical media convergence, which, if not addressed properly in the new legislation, will have a fair share in eroding acceptance to an unbearable level. So if we put all these three facts together, and if they are not tackled soon, these three aspects make a lethal cocktail for the GEZ. What we see here is an example of media convergence. We call it the convergence potato. The internet is a great opportunity to us all, but it also poses an enormous threat to our current system. This convergence potato shows how other media are influenced or even absorbed by the media online, by the meta medium online. A clear assignment to the categories TV and radio that we are all accustomed to gets ever more difficult the more media development progresses. However, it might interest you that in the latest copy of The Economist, there's an article about a special about television. And this is makes a very good reading. It's a very interesting article. The requirements to reform of public service broadcasting funding. Well, it should increase the fee acceptance, of course, through a simplified and more transparent system. It should respond to the requirements of the technical media convergence. It should create more legal security. That means no more conflicting verdicts. It should reduce the harassment factor, and it should guarantee the funding of the public service broadcasting to ensure the basic provision. Now, what are the models currently in discussion? First, we have the existing model, the advanced device-dependent fee, which is based on having a device. And second, and this is what Professor Kirchhoff draws his attention on, we have the device-independent household or residence business side fee, where the basis is having a household or a residence or a business side, respectively. What are the targets of any model amendment or new model? Well, the targets are as follows. Only one fee per household, ideally, or business side. That means, or could mean, that the multiple fee liability could possibly be abolished. Having only one fee without reference to the kind of device, which would answer the questions to the convergence. We'd also like to see a mitigation of those currently valid regulations, for example, children with their own income living with their parents that are liable to pay, that clog the way to higher acceptance. We also want to see mobile use in motor vehicles will be included in the fee, and the legal regulations on fee exemptions should be model independent, which means that the exemptions will be granted on the basis of poor health or low income. Some form of gradation of the corporate sector will be pursued independent of the number of employees. For example, large-scale enterprises would have to pay more than a small news agent. Conclusion, to sum up briefly. The reform of the public service broadcasting funding is necessary to guarantee the so-called basic provision continuously. The key distinction between the two described models is the device dependence. The device-dependent model implies a high verification effort for either the inspectors or direct marketing and leaves the convergence problem unsolved. In contrast, the device-independent model could bring about considerable simplification and, in consequence, hopefully, a boost in acceptance and transparency. For the device-independent model, the mere fact of having a household or a business site will suffice. The hoped for effects are less verification efforts, less harassments, less costs, less chances for evading, and more stable revenues. Currently ongoing, further variations and details are currently in discussion. Next steps. The fundamental decision of the heads of federal states is scheduled for June 9th this year. The ratification procedures of the state treaty at federal level, by which the legal and economic frameworks are being regulated, is expected for October this year. The new regulatory will come into operation by January 2013. As an economical and professional service provider, the GEZ will continue to collect broadcasting fees in Germany also beyond January 2013. Now, drawing the attention to the expert report that I mentioned earlier. In the meantime, Professor Kirchhoff submitted this expert report to the State and Senate Chanceries. It is now openly accessible via the Internet. Concerning the sheer dimension and complexity of the forthcoming possible system change, it is more than comprehensible that the whole thing be based on solid ground. However, this report is probably the most significant and prominent expert report that has been published over the years. Yesterday, ARD and ZDF presented the expert report written by Professor Paul Kirchhoff on the funding of public service broadcasting in Germany. Paul Kirchhoff, a former judge of the Federal Constitutional High Court, elaborated on the reform needs of the current funding system in order to tackle the challenges posed upon it by the technical media convergence, as well as to reduce current complexity. In the heart of his report is the change from a device related towards a device independent household and business side contribution. This present expert recommendation takes into account European law as well as fiscal constitutional law. Professor Kirchhoff indicates possible ways of designing the funding model to be executed by the legislative bodies in Germany. Thank you very much for your attention.